Ever wish you could go back in time and maybe prevent a traffic accident? I was involved in a crash a few years ago where the police officer made some errors in taking down the information. So when my insurance company went to follow up, the other driver and her insurance company were hard to find. But incorrect or missing information and bad handwriting will soon be a thing of the past for police officers now that some departments are testing a system that simply lets them scan the information into their computer. I recently went on a ride-along with Salem Senior Police Officer Philip Weddle, a 10-year law enforcement veteran. We patrolled the city with Officer Weddle looking for speeders, expired inspection stickers, and...
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for this maroon car that just ran that stop sign back there. Dispatch 272-1038. This is the scanner for the license.
He holds the driver's license up to an attachment on his onboard computer that looks like one of those handheld scanners in a department store. The name, address, and other pertinent information are automatically entered into the electronic system.
You can also do it with the registrations now. This tells me if they're licensed or if they're not licensed, or if they're wanted in the registration. It'll tell me that the registration is still active. Now when I write the e-summons, the information that I've scanned with their license, I can just drag over to a summons format on here.
But the new system isn't without its drawbacks.
This is the part that takes the longest, is finding how they have worded the code section on this new system.
Salem is one of three departments across the Commonwealth being used to test the system. The others are Danville and James City County. Salem officers have been using the new electronic summons system in three of their vehicles for less than a year. Weddle says there's a bit of a learning curve.
When I first started doing it, I didn't like it because it took me forever. Once I learned what had to be punched in and what could be brought over from the scanning the license and all that, it's faster for me now. Once I put all the information in, I save it, and then I'll push print. This is his copy of the summons. It looks exactly like the old carbon copy ones. The second copy I pronounced, the court copy, that's the hard copy for the courts that shows that he signed saying that he would show up for court.
And that's it. Because Weddle struggled to find the correct code for the violation, he says it took him a bit longer to complete the traffic stop. Some codes are now second nature.
Speeding's easy to find. You use it a lot. Expired inspection stickers, we use that a lot. Reckless driving, that's all on there and easy to find.
The process would be faster if he was writing multiple tickets.
Because all of his stuff's already in there, I just change the code and print out another ticket. Change code, print out another ticket.
As I found out when Weddle spotted a car with an expired inspection sticker.
Dispatch 272-1038. Didn't realize her inspection sticker. Or that she could have stuff hanging from her rearview mirror. So I'm giving her a warning for the dangling objects. I'm going to give her a citation for the inspection sticker.
Which expired in November.
Right now, I'd probably be halfway through a written summons. And I'm printing out my summons now.
Chief Jeff Dudley agrees it's a time saver.
And it's actually a safety feature to some extent, because the officers don't have to be taking their attention away from the people that they're dealing with as long as and as often as they did when they were writing out a handwritten summons. When we do our imports of the information that we've scanned in here, it goes into our system, then we can import that to the court system. So you're taking out a records clerk in this building having to retype information. You're taking out a clerk at the court having to retype information. So it's also saving time and money.
He's so pleased with how the units are working, the department expects to install four more in the next 2 to 3 months. Meanwhile, Officer Weddle is in his patrol car near a street corner, conducting a speed check.
38 is pretty good.
I'm Beverly Amsler.